Joseph Mincenti, born in 1892, was the Prince Primate Cardinal Archbishop of Erzherzogtum, leader of the Catholic Church in Hungary from 1945 until 1973. For 50 years, he personified uncompromising opposition to fascism and communism in his native country. During the Second World War, he was imprisoned by the pro-Nazi Arrow Cross Party, and after the war, he opposed communism, and therefore the communists persecuted him in his own country. Although the publication of his last pastoral letter in November 1948 was banned, one copy made it to the Voice of America radio. It read, "I stand for God, for the Church, and for Hungary. Compared with the sufferings of my people, my own fate is of no importance. I do not accuse my accusers. I pray for those who, in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, do not know what they do. I forgive them from the bottom of my heart. Communism is an atheistic ideology. Hence, by its very nature, it is opposed to the spirit of the Church." On the day of his arrest in 1949, police cars surrounded his residence. As the officers approached, he managed to scribble a note telling his fellow priests to be skeptical if they heard that he had resigned or confessed, because it would merely be a sign of human frailty. He donned his poorest bishop's coat and put on his simple bishop's ring. In his pocket was a picture of Jesus crowned with thorns. With time for a quick goodbye to his aged mother, he was taken away at night. A long list of charges had been concocted. Every night in prison he was beaten. At daybreak, dressed in clown's clothes, he was taken for questioning. His food contained mind-altering drugs, and if in exhaustion he began to doze, he was prodded awake. A man broken after unspeakable torture, he eventually confessed, in inverted commas, to his so-called crimes. At the show trial, he was falsely found guilty of treason. Although that crime called for hanging as a sentence, instead he was sentenced to life imprisonment. The government didn't want to make him a martyr or a hero of freedom. The verdict and sentence were heard around the world. Pope Pius and the Vatican called for Catholics everywhere to fight against the pathological system that flagrantly abused human rights. President Harry Truman of the US called the incident infamous, as did Winston Churchill. The United Nations passed a resolution condemning the flagrant injustice. I wonder if this happened today, would our government do likewise, given the sentiments against the Church in Ireland? After 8 years in prison, Cardinal Joseph Mincenti was freed in the Hungarian Revolution of 1956, and he was granted political asylum in the US Embassy in Budapest, where he lived for the next 15 years. He was finally allowed to leave the country in 1971. You and I do not have to go to prison for our faith, but we can see how, as Catholics, our faith is being challenged on a regular basis. May the example of Cardinal Mincenti inspire us. Cardinal Joseph Mincenti died in exile in 1975 in Austria, 46 years ago on this day.